Blog Talk Radio.
Now I can tell you how much I love you, but it wouldn't mean a thing. I've gone full circle, done all that I can do. I tell myself to move on, but the words ain't getting through. God knows I've tried, I've been around a time or two. But this full circle, it always leads me back to you.
Country DJing. That's right. This is Ron Rad, and you're listening to the hottest reality country music. That was Wes from The Bachelor, and what a great song by the guy that made Jillian cry when he said he joined The Bachelor, Bachelorette, I should say. And so that was Wes from his debut CD. It was called Full Circle, and you're listening to, like I said, WRRS, hottest country music. Okay, no, you're actually listening to The Rad Reality Show. If you guys didn't hear Kathy today, she was on this show today. And I found it on the internet, and I can't wait to hear it again. Actually, it really got me cool. Keith Urban music, I love Keith Urban. So I mean, like, it was country music, so cool. Kathy's running a little late, so I think I see her. Let's bring her theme music up on the phone line. You know, she's a star now. I mean, she's doing talk shows and everything. So here's her theme.
Bad boys, what you gonna do? What you gonna do when they come for you? Bad boys, what you gonna do? What you gonna do when they come for you? When you...
Is that you, Kathy?
I'm sorry, Ron. I'm sorry to disappoint you. It's Natasha.
Oh, Natasha, I see you in the chat room.
Yeah. Kathy got called in to work on an emergency. I don't know how long she's going to be. But I'm calling in for her until she gets here, hopefully soon.
Yeah. Me and Natasha, we set you guys up a little bit. I kind of knew that she was going to run a little late. Was I not supposed to tell? But I'm hoping she's going to get here. If not, we'll just run a shorter show. And so I want you guys to call in, and feel free to call in and talk to me. And Natasha's going to sit up here on the phone line. I see we already have one caller that I might pick up in a second. But I wanted to pluck some stuff real quick. And I'm going to make it really quick tonight. Yes, I know it's you, Panther. I was just joking with you. Hey, did you hear did you hear me being in the country? I'm thinking about starting putting my application out for the...
to be a DJ?
A DJ, yeah, for country music.
I heard you, but you need to come up with some better call letters.
I was spur of the moment. I wasn't even thinking about it. But it's the Rad Reality Show.
So then it needs to be WRRR.
No, Rad Reality Show.
Oh, yeah. But WRRS doesn't sound right.
How about RRS? RRSK? Like RRS? No, I don't know. I'm trying to figure out. Anyways, I want to. I think I'm going to put my application out there. I keep on saying anyways. So, guys, I've been sick all day, too, just to let you know. Calendars. Let me start with calendars, okay?
Okay. Have you got all your pictures in?
Buy your calendar. Have I got all my pictures in? Mm-hmm. I'm supposed to be getting one other person from Big Brother, and I'm supposed to be getting something in from a person from Survivor. If they don't show up, I have enough pictures to cover a calendar. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
It's now you guys just pre-ordering them, and by the pre-order money, I'll be able to buy the calendars, and we'll get you guys out, and I'll probably have some more, that we'll sell, throughout the, until December. Great time for Christmas. If you order today, you definitely will get it by Christmas. I'm planning
on getting
everything in the mail. Yes, definitely Christmas.
Good.
Actually, I'm going to do it. I can already get the calendar. The calendars have already been started. I just haven't printed. I haven't ordered them. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So that's the key thing is.
Paul
and you can also.
I'm sorry. Go ahead.
You can also put with the money that if you don't have PayPal, you can write me a check. But not, I really don't want a check. I really have money order or cash, and just send it to me. Yes, for you guys who were late, Kathy's unable to be here right this second. She should be calling. She might be getting here soon. She had cop work to do first.
She got called in on some stuff.
So
I was going to tell you that Paul had a great idea in the chat room. If you're going to be a country music star, W-R-A-D. That's a great one.
I like that. W-R-A-D. Cincinnati. I thought about this show. You know, W-K-R-P in Cincinnati. Again, if you're joining us on the phone line, I'm sorry, but Cassie's not here yet, and Cassie is called away. So I will be picking you guys up in a second. I want to do the some plugs first, and then we'll pick you up, and we'll talk amongst you guys until Cassie gets here. So just hold tight. The second plug I wanted to do was, don't forget, February 18th through the 20th is coming up. You know, it's still a ways away. Confirmed guests that are confirmed is Louie from Amazing Race, Michelle Costa from Big Brother, Kathy, and her sidekick, Natasha, will be here. And Ashley is the only one that's kind of, we put her on. She said she will be here, but if finances, something happens financially, you know. But the four of them are for sure, are going to be here. And I'm working on more as it gets closer to February. I picture at least another 4 to 5 added to the list of confirmed house guests. Darn, these house guests do have real jobs. Yes, this is what, that's the problem. If you're listening and you can't get into the chat room, you can go to theradrealityshow.com, and that's where you can order your calendars. And more products are going to be available coming up soon. So don't be surprised if we don't have some more stuff available coming up. Maybe a CD of past shows that I'm going to take off where you guys can have them into your mix. So get ready. Some other merchandise is going to, T-shirts are already available, but no one ever buys it from Zozo.
What T-shirts are they? The Rad Reality Show T-shirts?
Yeah, it's, you know, the red, white, and blue logo. So definitely, you know, you can get, working on better ones, like and everything.
Okay.
So,
and they can order those off
the
website.
I do want to mention the hotel, because yesterday people got a kick out of it. It's for the people that are listening for the first time tonight, if they haven't heard. We're going to probably have two hotels. We're going to have the high-class hotel that's going to cost around $250 for the weekend. And then you're going to have the ghetto hotel for $150. So you can either go with the high-class, the one we're going to use, or you can go with the ghetto for $150.
So does the ghetto have, like, an outhouse out back?
No. I call it, it's more of a quality. I didn't even check that one out.
You know, I'm just wanting to know how ghetto is ghetto.
It was a joke, and I wanted to use it again just because I used it last night.
Because I've seen some ghetto ones around here.
I do want to do this, and then I'm going to bring up some calls. And I just, this is something that's coming up around the corner, so I want to play it because I do hope everyone that can make it can get there.
Pack your bags, house friends, we're going to New Hampshire.
New Hampshire?
He told the state motto is live free or die. The total badass is there.
Relax, squirrel. It's for the Big Brother Fan Club's 3rd annual Toys for Tots charity event.
I'm sorry, HR, but you don't exactly strike me as the charitable type.
Charity begins at home, squirrel.
Then why are we going to New Hampshire?
Because it's woman Rachel is supposed to be there.
I knew it. There's always some ulterior motive with you, HR.
You want to guess what my motive for creating a crime scene will be, squirrel?
That's okay, HR. I have a pretty good idea.
I guess it's the first time for everything. Anyway, you'll like it, New Hampshire, squirrel. There's plenty of nuts there.
Ooh, I wonder what nuts from New Hampshire taste like.
Jordan, I think he was referring to Big Brother fans.
HR, how can insulting potential guests possibly help a charity?
It doesn't help the charity, Jordan. It keeps the clouds down so we get more time with this woman, Rachel.
Maybe I should just leave you two at home.
No, HR, I wouldn't miss the opportunity to see you making a spectacle of yourself.
Fine. Join us, the Big Brother House Rodents, for the Big Brother Fan Club's third annual Toys for Tots charity event Sunday, December 5th at the Portsmouth, New Hampshire Elks Club from 2 to 7 p.m. You'll be helping out a great cause while meeting some of your favorite house guests.
And you'll also get to see a grown rat drooling on himself.
You know, Squirrel, you look better with a chalk outline.
Oh, the weather outside is frightful, but the fire is so delightful. Since we've no place to go, let it snow, let it snow, let it snow. It doesn't show signs of stopping, and I brought some corn for popping. Lights are turned down low. Let it snow, let it snow, let it snow. When we finally kiss goodnight, how I'll hate going out in the storm. But if you'll really hold me tight, all the way home I'll be warm. The fire is slowly dying, and my dear, we're still goodbying. Long as you love me so, let it snow, let it snow, let it snow.
Just hear it can be low. He's sitting by the fire's cozy glow. He don't care about the cold and the winds that blow.
Hey, hey, hey. Okay, we're back. Toys for Tots. Panther, you're up on the line.
I am.
Hey, Panther.
Hi, Natasha.
How are you?
Good. How are you?
Hey, I got a chat question, and I want to answer it real quick before I forget it. And I don't have the Ghetto Place website, but I do have the Holiday Inn that you guys can see. There's the Holiday Inn. And I'm sorry, I shouldn't call it a ghetto, because it's really not the ghetto. It's, if anything, it would probably be the redneck.
Well, no, you should have said you have a higher class and then an economical.
Yes, that's what it is. But I'm trying to be funny. Okay, so Panther, are you typing?
No, not me.
Are you typing, Natasha?
No, I'm not typing.
No, it's me.
Somebody's typing up on the phone line.
It's me.
I hear it. So, what's up with you, Panther? Yes, give me a second. I'm slowly bringing you guys up. You there?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I can't hear. Can you hear, Panther?
Yeah, I can hear.
Hello?
Okay, Panther, talk.
Why is it so dead?
Just, I can't hear you. And I'm trying to let you talk.
All right. Is that better?
I can hear it just fine.
Well,
okay.
It sounds
he said
really
he couldn't hear, sorry.
Okay. Anyways, so what's up with you, Panther?
Other than being busy for Toys for Tots, nothing. Nothing.
Okay, I want to go ahead and bring up, since this show's feeling like a, I don't know what to say about it. Let me bring up this person, too, just, you know, more the merrier today. What do you think, Natasha?
Fine with me?
And right now, I can't pick up. Anything. I believe this is Cherry Garcia. 636.
Hello.
You're on the air.
Hi, Ron. Hi, Natasha. Hi, Panther.
Hi,
hey,
Cherry.
How are you? I'm good. How are you?
I am great.
I never got to talk to you, Natasha. Good talking to you.
Yeah, somehow I get signed up for things, so.
Me
okay,
too.
Okay.
Good talking to you again, Panther.
I'm so
you too. haven't talked to you really since
I recruited Natasha.
Right.
I recruited Natasha when she told me Kathy couldn't do it. I recruited Natasha. So she probably doesn't know what to do. I don't know. I don't know what to say tonight. Can somebody else host the show tonight? That's why I wanted Kathy here.
Well, what are we going to talk about tonight?
I was going to talk with Kathy about some shows, but, you know, since she's not here. Did you guys watch The Biggest Loser tonight? Anybody? Probably not.
I haven't watched it all season, and I can tell you Kathy hasn't either.
No, that's not what I was going to talk about with Kathy. I was planning on talking Survivor. Has she watched Survivor?
Nope.
Yeah,
she hasn't watched hardly anything since she's been home.
Actually, I was gonna let the fans talk to her a little bit more, and we're gonna do more stuff. But since it's just like, since we're holding off, let's just do this. I want to bring Jess up into the phone line, because Jess is probably sitting there. Why ain't he picking up? And
bring on Jess.
I'm gonna bring on Jess. And Natasha, we need to say again why Kathy's running late and what happened.
Yeah, Kathy's running late because I'm sure you all know she's a shift supervisor. She's a sergeant, and they've had something at work, and she was called in, so she's had to go in and take care of an emergency.
Yes, she's not here. I want to warn you guys right now. I'm just going to drop you if I hear popping on the keyboard, because it really frustrates me. And I hate to be mean, but it does me. So I'm warning you guys right now.
You
if
won't
I hear,
hear
popping
me.
Jess,
what? Sorry.
I don't want to hear popping on the keyboard. Don't be sorry. I'm just telling you guys right now. It distracts. And I can't hear other people talk. So I'm going to warn you guys right now.
Okay, I might have to type on mute just for the sake of everybody. Hi, Natasha.
Yeah,
hi, Cherry. Hi,
Jennifer. Yes. Hi, Jess.
Wow,
hi,
Jess.
Ron, I feel like I'm getting in trouble by the principal.
Natasha, now you know how I feel.
Are you the troublemaker?
No, I'm not even typing, actually.
No,
that's how I feel all the time.
But, When you guys, this is a problem, and I usually don't say nothing about it, but when we get more than two people up on this phone line and we're hearing this da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da, I can't hear Panther in the first place. Panther's really low. Natasha says she can hear, but I'm hearing having a hard time, so I don't even know if Natasha's or Panther's talking. You know, because like when I address her, I don't even know if she's saying anything.
Yeah.
And it's even worse when we have this little da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da. You know, and so, yeah.
They said in the chat room, now you're broadcasting on WMAD.
it's a pet peeve of mine. I don't care during Skype sessions, but...
Yes, you do. You yell at me there, too.
No, I don't.
Mom yells at me. Everybody does.
I have a very quiet keyboard. You can't even hear mine if I do type, but I'm not typing during the chat.
Here's the question, though. So here, let's take it to the chat question. Does the typing bug you guys in the chat room? When people are on somebody's show and you hear them typing, do you think it's polite enough for I should hang up on them? Or do you think I should let them distract us?
Distracting when it's loud like that. If it's a quiet keyboard and you can't hear it, then it's no problem. But if it's a loud keyboard and you can really hear it pounding away, then it is distracting.
As a viewer, when you have callers who have kids screaming in the background and all that, that's what's annoying.
Thank you.
Distracting.
That's
I agree with that, too.
I have a house full of kids, so I'm not discriminating against anyone's children.
You know,
I don't have a problem with phone technology.
But stuff that when you know, this is just when we do this, we got to. I can't even talk proper English. No, this is scary. We have to. You know, kind of be somewhat able to hear each other. So to be able to hear us, we can't have kids in the background or a cat meowing like crazy. Or stuff. So I think typing is a silly topic about how about talking about foot odor. Yeah. Now that's interesting.
Foot odor.
Subject, and we will talk about it. So Panther, what do you think about foot odor?
About what?
Foot odor.
Did you say foot odor?
Yes.
I think it stinks.
In the chat room.
Yeah, I was just going to say, I think it's very smelly.
Okay. No, wait. Can not foot odor be a pleasant smell, too? I mean, if you wash your feet and you soak it in, peach. I've had some nice smelling feet before.
Ron, what are you smoking?
Okay, what do you think, guys? Can a foot always have to be smelly?
Yes.
Can a foot be... Natasha, what do you think?
Do I think a foot always has to be smelly? Not if you have good hygiene and you wash them regularly.
Right. I mean, I think some people, I don't think.
I mean, some people have the problem more than others, and, if so, they make products for that, I guess. I mean, I don't really have anyone with smelly feet in my house, thank God, but I guess I've never even really thought about it. It's never been an issue.
Well, I'm assuming you also don't go around to all of your kids and just smell their feet.
No. And they have been taught well enough not to put their feet in my face either.
Why are we talking about this?
Because
how did we get
Lisa
out of stinky feet?
Because Lisa picked it up. And you guys keep on putting us another subject. That's what we're going to do until Kathy shows up. You pick the subject and we will talk about it, and if you want to bring up another goofy one, feel free to. Did you know Mark Wells sold his 1980s gold medal for how much was that? Like
310,000.
No, I didn't know that. That's an interesting thing. Would you ever sell a gold medal if you had a gold medal?
Hell no.
No way.
Depends. It depends on which kid needed a car to go to college.
Another person in the chat room is asking me about updates from the past house kids. Let me just tell you right now, I think everyone are probably in L.A., but a few, and they're about ready to do the reality bash, if we could have watched it, if we could have watched that, I would have probably canceled the show tonight. But when I was told that you couldn't watch it online, I just went ahead and did the show. But Hayden's out there, Lane's out there, Enzo's out there.
Kristen, Reagan.
Kristen, Reagan.
Brittany's in New York City. What?
Why is she in New York City?
She's house hunting. She got a job out there.
Oh, she did. Okay, can you clear up a rumor that I personally had heard? And keep in mind, when I'm talking, I'm not speaking on Kathy's behalf. This is just me. I had read something, and I forgot to ask Kathy about it. I read something on Twitter that said Brittany and Nick had broken up.
No, that's not true.
That's not true?
Nope.
Okay.
Okay.
All right.
Now, Jess, where did you get your information from that?
Brittany herself on Super Fast Show today at 5:00.
That's good to hear.
So
I had heard that she did an interview somewhere without her engagement ring.
Yeah, she did that. It was the Arkansas interview when she was there or something with Mark Long, and she didn't have a ring on. I saw it.
Oh, so they did a thing in Arkansas when they were doing the Arkansas event?
Yeah, Mark did interview.
And she didn't have her...
So did they ask her today on the chat why she didn't have her ring on, and did she clear that up?
I think that somebody asked about the whole Nick thing, and that's all I heard, and then I left.
See, I heard she put something on Twitter, which I don't follow her on Twitter, so I didn't know. A ring thing, you know, that's not a big deal to me. I've been with my husband for 12 years, and there's times I'm washing my hands, don't put it on, don't think about it. You know, that's you know, a small issue. I don't even know why people would make a big deal out of that.
People will pick up on the smallest thing and run with it, especially in this reality world.
Yeah.
You know, that everybody...
Sure, you finish my sentence.
Pardon me?
You finish my sentence.
They will. They will grab the smallest little thing and run with it and start a rumor, and those rumors fly through this reality world like wildfire, and before you know it, it's a big, huge rumor that has evolved into a huge issue. And
yeah, and you know, I kind of am standoffish because I'm a no drama mama. I don't get into that mess, so I kind of just stay away.
I like
from
that no drama mama.
When I see drama starting up on Twitter, that's when I kind of back away and you don't see me for a few days.
I like that.
Yeah, I mean, I just think, you know, Brittany, you know, sometimes we get so much involved in these house guests and everything that, you know, we had so nitpicky things like, okay, she didn't have her ring on. You know, so, yeah, maybe she forgot it in the hotel room, you know what I mean? Or, you know, so, I mean, just, you know, it's something that, you know, we just need to, but, and I know that's the funny part about the rumors that start up with these people, too, and how we get, you know, going. You know, there's going to be so many rumors coming out, probably this reality bash, because it's going to be more of a party. I mean, they've even kind of, it's more of a party out there. I don't think it's a charity event.
It's not.
I think it's more of a party, you know, and there's going to be some rumors probably heading. I bet Twitter's going to be hot tonight.
There's already rumors going on.
Let us in on some of them.
And just for the people that are still in the chat room and maybe just showing up, Kathy has been called away to work this afternoon, so she's going to run late. She might not be able to do it today. If she can't do it today, I was going to probably invite her to come back next Tuesday and kind of have her up here on Tuesdays. You know, I know we're going to have times that she ain't going to be able to do it, but that was one thing I wanted to do because I'm looking forward to hearing her point of view on her season, first of all. And I know you guys want to give her a chance to talk to her. And we have so many people that have been touched by her. Kim was in the chat room, you know, with the cancer. The last time she called in, you know, we prayed for her. And we all have people and everything.
Kim did such a wonderful tribute to Kathy on YouTube. That is such a beautiful tribute, and if anybody is in the chat room who did not see that yet, they need to go and check that out.
Yep, it's absolutely wonderful.
Okay, I have another caller, but I'm afraid to bring up more than four of us on a phone line. Panther, have you had anything else you need to really address? So I can bring another person up, or are you wanting to stay up on the line? I mean, I think that's how we're going to do it. I mean, are you pretty much, I haven't heard much from Panther. Okay. And if Kathy calls in, feel free. I don't want to overload the line, but we have a bunch of overtalk.
Bye, Panther.
Yeah. And now, I believe this is Alan. Alan's sorry for the delay. I was trying to clean the line up and figure out how to do it. Welcome to the show. We're kind of just bullshitting because Kathy's, you know how it is as a cop, right? Have you ever been called late?
As a matter of fact, I'm out in my car right now, so you didn't have to let her go for me. I mean, I just was calling in, and I wasn't going to talk, but the first thing I hear is, you know, I called the line. I saw you had your show on. I just left the basketball game we had here. And the first thing that I hear is, you know, some people have smelly ones. And when that's the first thing you hear when you tune into a show, I knew it was going to be exciting or something was going on because it was funny because that's the very first thing I heard was, you know, some people have smelly ones, and I sure as hell would. I had to pull over real fast so I wouldn't lose reception because out here where I'm at right now, I don't get really good reception, so I had to make sure I was sitting still and see what y'all were talking about, and y'all moved on to feet, so.
Hi, Alan.
How is everybody tonight?
Hi, Alan.
Hello, hello.
Hey.
It's been a while.
Alan, what do you think about us? Do you think feet can be smell good if they take care of them? Or do
feet
you think it's
never smell
feet
good? Feet never smell good. Only time feet smell good is after you put lotion on it for your lady, or you come out of the bathtub, shower, or whatever, how you wash yourself. That's the only time feet smell good.
So does Cowboy put lotion on your feet, or do you put them on Cowboy's feet?
Well, what we do is we lay on the couch together and put each other's feet up there, and we both rub each other's feet while we're laying there on the couch like that.
Now, I'd like to see a picture of that.
You will never see a picture. Ain't no way in hell I'm touching his feet. I don't like feet in the first place. I'm not a foot person at all.
I'd like to see a big old picture of that on Facebook.
Not
well,
going to happen, sweetheart.
On my feet.
I'm going to see Vicky tomorrow night in the nursing home to see her in rehab, so I'll give her a big old hug from you, Alan.
I really do appreciate that. I've been trying to follow her as much as I can on the internet. It's just sporadic. I don't have the internet at the house right now, so just whenever I can jump on and check it out just to see how she's doing. But she's making calendars and bitching about food, so I guess everything's all right so far.
Yeah, I just talked to her late last night, and I'm going to go up tomorrow and take my laptop so she can say hi to everybody on the laptop and won't have to use her iPhone. So
That's
I'll
good.
Tell her you said hi and give her a hug from you.
I appreciate that.
So,
what's
the Vegas. Number
Wait, I was just going to say, have you ever been called away for Kathy was going to call in. Kathy was my co-host that we were going to talk to her brother, you know, and we were going to talk about some stuff that she's going to have happen, and I was going to, I actually did buy a mystery caller, but I have a feeling they ain't going to call, so we were going to, you know, the topic is whatever you want. This is like the Lisa said it. This is a Jerry Seinfeld episode of the Brad Bailey Show. You know, it's a show about nothing. Natasha, I kind of cahooted her to, you know, fill in for her.
Right.
So we hope maybe she gets her. And I'm going to probably sign off a little earlier than normal.
I thought about Natasha and Kathy
line.
Both today earlier. I wrote a speeding ticket out of a guy from Texarkana, Arkansas. So I thought about them too, and went ahead and gave him a donation slip and sent him on his way.
Good. He probably needed it.
71 and a 55.
Oh, that ain't too bad.
Did anybody other than myself listen to Kathy on the internet if you're able to pick it up. So, have a good one, Jess. You should have said goodbye to everyone.
Goodbye, Jess.
Just dropped off the line. And Panther, I'm sorry that I let Panther go, but I want to address this real quick. Let me finish my thought. I never finished my thought. So, anyways, anybody listen to Kathy? I posted a link about it, but, you know, feel free to talk around. I'll keep moderated on that or call in about it, because I thought she did a really good job, Natasha, and I was really impressed with it. And,
I didn't
and
hear
actually,
it.
I thought I was, oh, my gosh, why didn't you hear it?
Because I had to get my beauty rest.
I thought you would at least sit up and listen to that.
But... You know, I hear her all the time. I hear her 12 hours a day.
Well, you know what? That ain't right, because you're pretty enough as it is. You don't need no beauty rest.
Oh, well, thank you. I beg to differ.
But, yeah, she was really good, and I was shocked. I'm not going to say it because I bet there's their fans. I was shocked that the host kind of took jabs at some of the other house guests from that season. So
yeah, we're not
really
even
going to
go there,
that.
Ron.
Oh, really?
Okay,
then we won't go there. I'll wait to talk to her about it. Anyone
yeah.
Else. I won't even talk
because
about it.
Because I didn't hear it. And
I did.
She hasn't even talked to me about what they said or what they didn't say or anything like that.
They wasn't talking smack about Kathy, were they?
No.
Just some couple of the other house guests. So it was just interesting. You know, as somebody that talks to these reality stars, that was interesting how they ran their interview.
It's a hometown radio station, and you know, I supporters of I don't know. Like I said, I didn't hear it.
You know what? The funny part about it, I want to move the subject real quick. And let's pretend like you didn't bring it up. The funny part about it is I thought I would hang up after, you know, they talked to her and everything, and I'll quit listening. And then they started to play, like, Keith Urban, and I'm like, yeah, keep on going, listening to a little bit more of this country music. And then they played something like, cool. And I got started, that's when my tweets started to go out about, you know, how I should, you know, apply for a country DJ job. I think it'd be kind of fun to do, and then somebody said country, and then somebody said, you know, and then Faith Hill came on, and I'm like, oh, most definitely I want to be a country music DJ. I mean, come on, who wouldn't want to hear her beautiful voice every few minutes? I mean, they have some of the prettiest singers in the females, so... That's where my tweets today from country music came out about. I do want to address this, and I started to address it, and then I went out of everything. Thank you for everyone that does call in and does say, is part of the show, especially when we have stuff like this that we're supposed to have, you know, something happen, and, it, you know, or if we don't have nothing planned and you guys call in. But I do have to keep, I want to say, I don't want to say sorry, but I want to say this. I got to keep the phone lines, I have to keep the phone lines down because we get too much over talk. So if I ever hang up on you guys and say, you know, goodnight, it's not because I don't want you guys to call back in some other time. And then I'm not saying addressing this to anybody. I'm just telling you. That's why I do it now, is because overtalk just, you know, makes the show just cluttered, and I just wanted to let you guys know. I appreciate everyone who does call in, and I say thank you.
Well,
and I do want to say hello to Copper Top, and Alan, everyone's telling me to tell you hello.
Who's saying hello?
Everyone. There's a few.
Oh.
Paul just said
okay.
It in a PM.
Everyone
hello,
in the chat.
Hello, everyone. Hello, everyone. Glad y'all got to hear me tonight.
Natasha, what were you going to say?
Yeah, I was going to say that my husband's calling from Iraq, so I'm going to have to get off of here. I'm sorry.
Yeah, I'm going to actually hang up on the phone call myself soon, and we're gonna set the show short. You go ahead.
And again, Kathy's very sorry. She felt horrible. She called me in a panic. You know, she's not the type to miss out, you know, on a commitment, but sometimes duty calls.
Well, everybody pretty much knows that. You know, I've had not times when I've had to be called out, but one night on the show, I pulled up on an accident scene where a guy had hit a cow, and
I had to get off because I had to take care
of the cow. So they understand.
Well, with her being the shift supervisor, she's a sergeant on her shift.
Right. Well, she doesn't have to worry about anybody getting upset. We understand.
There's just things that you have to do, and, you know, that's her job. So,
well, it was
anyway,
great talking to you, Natasha.
Huh?
It was great talking to you.
Well, it's good to talk to you, too, and thank y'all. And y'all have a good night.
You take care, hon.
And we'll
bye.
Update you guys about it. Thank you, Natasha.
Bye,
we'll
Ron.
Update.
Bye, Ellen.
Bye.
We'll update if she's going to be able to come back maybe next week. I'm hoping to get her to come back next Tuesday if, you know, all works out. Guys, I'm going to probably go ahead and call it a short night tonight. Like I said, don't forget to buy the calendars. It's $25 now, free shipping. This is the time to buy it. Do not hold off. Do not wait, because the prices will go up. If
great
I don't,
Christmas
if
idea.
A certain,
buy one
yeah,
for your
and,
mom, buy
and
one
and
from your brother, buy one for your uncle's cousin.
Yeah, I mean, again, I wanted to clarify. If you buy four of them, you get one free. You know, so, I mean, also, the best way to do it, here's something else that's really interesting. And, Alan, this is something you could do, and you, this is what I would do. If you have friends as money, and you don't have money, let's say you're having a hard time. Well, if you get somebody to buy four of them for me, they could be four different people, and say, Alan, send me. I will get you the fifth one. So you get four people, your friends, buy them. You make your freak calendar. And then what I'll do is once I get four of them, I will message you. And say, hey, you know. And so, you know, help me sell them. And you
that's a good idea.
But, you know, it takes a little work just doing it, maybe, but it'll bring you guys a free calendar and everything. So definitely want to, you know, say that. So hit up your friends. Hit up, like I was telling Jess the other day, you know, she hits up four of her J-Lo fans. Friends, because, I mean, you do know Jeff and Jordan's going to be in it. Cowboy's going to be in it. Right there is the link. You go to the radrealityshow.com. And,
these would be an easy thing to mail for Christmas, too.
Yeah, and honestly,
That brought up a good idea. If somebody gets a calendar from you, instead of having it sent to them, can they request you send it to a different address?
Yes. I was just going to address it. For right now, I got free shipping. So let's say you order a calendar. Now, I will not do it if you're going to order like five of them. You know, if you're going to, well, let me put it this way. If you order one of them for $25, and you want to go send it to someone else, you know, I can do that, okay? But if it's going to be the five, you know, or, you know, the five, you know, buy four, get one free, I will have to send you all five of them. Because I've kind of, you know, I will probably lose money in shipping that way, you know what I mean? But now if you get, you know, like, and here's something else that will happen is if you get your four friends, you get your shipping free. Because probably that's what I'm going to – probably in the next week, like in the next week, I probably will be – like after next week, Probably like in the middle. I probably do it Monday and Tuesday still. I'm probably going to keep it $25. I will increase it $5 for the shipping. However, you will be charged like, you know, $250. And you can email me if you need to send me the cash. Just there's a, you know, my email address is on there. Email me and I'll send you my address, and you can have it at that price. If you order within the, you know, like if you tell me you're going to do it now, you can have it at that price too. Yeah, I think so too. And I probably will be switching email addresses on that, on PayPal, because I'm going to open up an account for kind of my show coming up soon. I'm going to try to separate my eBay and my the money that you guys, you know, we raise from the show. So I just want to update this. I hate talking about this stuff too much, but since it's a hot subject right now. So, Alan, Jerry, what do you think? You got any questions? Do we have anything we need to address?
Have you gotten any more birthdays added to the calendar?
Right now, the birthdays, I'm probably going to overdo it. I probably will put birthdays like for my host from the shows and maybe a few people. I mean, like I've said always, like if you buy the $100 deal right now too, you can even sponsor a month. You'll get your 5 calendars, plus you can tell me what month you want to sponsor. Oh, I remember what I was going to say, is who's in the calendar. Do you guys want to know who's all in the calendar?
Absolutely.
And I can pretty much tell you. I can pretty much tell you the whole thing. Sorry, I got a message from somewhere else. I was like shocked. I didn't realize he gave us a message on that one. Pepper, I just saw that. Thank you. You just took me. Okay, what I was going to say is, who's in the calendar? We have Corey. She's going to kick it off. We will have Ashley Traynor from Survivor. She's in this beautiful, beautiful picture. We have Jeff and Jordan. Jeff and Jordan will be in the calendar, probably in two places. I'm going to probably put them together, and then we're going to probably have some pictures in one area of them separate. We have, okay, who else is in it? Jesse is in it. We have Kathy. We have Michelle Costa. We have Cowboy. We have Melody from Frank the Entertainer. We have, there's a couple of people that I still have to confirm their pictures in. They've said yes, and they just haven't sent me their pictures. So if they don't get them in before I make it, they're just going to be dropped from it. I'm starting to draw a blank of the rest of the people. Louie from The Amazing Race. There's going to be a picture of Erica and Adam in it. And anybody that says, you know, anything bad about Jesse, please do not say nothing bad about him. I received a letter from him yesterday that was one of the nicest letters, and it made me prove in my mind that you guys need to stop watching Big Brother and see his ego and start to remember they're in the house. Alan, you guys both met Jesse, right?
Yeah, and I was going to say, since you brought it up, I was told that, you know, if you go up and you talk to Jesse like he's portrayed to be, he's going to act that way. When I walked up to him, I said, hey, man, you know, can I get my picture with you? And he was, sure, you know, I mean, no problem. And we got our picture taken together, and I stood there and talked with him and his lady friend there for a while. And I don't know how we got on the subject, but we got on the subject of my car wreck and spoke with him a little bit about that. And, you know, he was a genuine guy. He wasn't rude. He wasn't standoffish or nothing. And he even told me, you know, that, you know, God had a bigger plan for me. There's a reason that I was spared from that car wreck. And he said, you know, just keep your head up and things will only get better. So I mean, I did not see the TV side of him in person. So, you know, I think he's a good guy.
He actually came up to me and my husband twice in Vegas and said, how are you guys doing? Are you guys enjoying yourselves? Are you having a good time? Is everybody, you know, talking to you? Are people, you know, coming up and you know, signing your book? You know, was just so genuine. And he sat down and wrote in my book for a while when I just asked for his autograph. And he made sure that I had pictures from a few different people that, you know, appeared to be busy, and I didn't want to interrupt them. And he was like, oh, no, no, no. You know, I will make sure you get their pictures. And he was just really caring. I mean, when we were just walking down the hall, he came over to us and said, hey, you know, are you guys enjoying yourselves? You guys having a good time? And was just really kind. I mean, he was very, very considerate and genuine in Vegas, and I was very shocked because I was not a Jesse fan at all. So he definitely changed my mind about him in Vegas.
Yeah, I hate to say it, but from a guy that gave Michelle Costa the biggest, when I first met Jesse, when I first met Michelle, I told her how much I thought he was a cocky, arrogant guy in season 10. And then she screamed him on my first show. And ever since then, I've been praising his, you know, his attitude. And, hey, in honor of Jesse, let's do this.
Oh, that's right. It's the house guest from season 10 and season 11. The person America loves to hate, number one in your programs and number two in your hearts. It's the man, the myth, the legend, Jesse Young Guns Godders. And I'm on the Rad Reality Show with Ron Rad.
So.
That's great.
Yeah, I have to say, I'm trying to. Did I tell everyone? I believe there's going to be a naked picture of Alan that he doesn't know I have in the baby.
Whatever.
I forgot about that. Like it's.
I don't believe it.
No. Remember the shower that you were taking? You know, I snapped a picture. You know,
the one where I stuck my head out the window and started hollering at everybody.
I'm sorry. We are going to have. I'm going to have like two or three pictures during the month of August from Vegas.
That's funny you say August, because August is my birthday month.
I have a picture of him arresting Vicky in Vegas.
Uh-huh. A lot of people do.
Yeah. And I have pictures of him with the auto accident that he took care of in Vegas.
I sure did.
Yeah, he actually got called out to the call of duty in Vegas, and he's not actually even a cop in Vegas. That was a great story.
So, but yeah, definitely some Vegas stuff is going to be put in there. And I'm going to honor Coach Chicago in December. What? Okay, Alan's doing police work.
That was so awesome to see Alan actually go out there and take care of that accident in Vegas. He did such a terrific job out there. I think the police out there were impressed with him.
Okay, sorry about that. I'm back.
No problem. 10-7, over.
I am going home, fellas. Ladies and gentlemen, I am done for the night.
So,
I was giving you kudos
y'all.
About Vegas, Alan, and you missed it.
Oh, I'm sorry. What about Vegas?
I said I think that the police out in Vegas were impressed with you when you were taking care of that accident out there.
Oh. Yeah, it was.
Yes.
I can explain things to people, but it's different when you see it in person and see how people react in time of stress. It's funny. We were all sitting out by the pool, and there was a bad wreck, and one of Dan's nieces was freaking out, just shaking her hands and just, didn't know what to do. And I grabbed her cheeks, and I looked in her eyes, and I said, calm down, get in the back of this car and hold this lady's head and don't let her move it. Until the fire department gets here and relieves you, do not move and do not let this lady move. After that, she was okay. I jumped out and set my cones up and blocked traffic off so they could go out in the opposite lane. And, I have lights on my personal vehicle, and I never expected to have to use them in Vegas. And I've been trying to get, the whole time we were there, pictures of ambulances and fire trucks. And, fortunately, Panther had her camera there, so she got the fire trucks, ambulance, everything that showed up, including the accident scene. And I think one of the funniest things is I know every officer that showed up there, and I think every firefighter had to go and look at the front of my truck, because I told the officer when he showed up, I'm an officer in Oklahoma, I'm with the volunteer fire department, do you need me to move my vehicle, or, I don't know y'all's state laws about lights on POV, but that's my truck. And he said, no, he said, I'm not going to say anything because you're, obviously helping out with the accident. He said, the thing that caught me off guard is I've never seen a Suburban driving down the road with a cow skull hanging off the front of the grill. So every officer and every firefighter that was out there had to go look at the front of my truck because I got a cow skull baling wire to the front of my truck. So they all thought that was pretty funny.
I tell you what, you moved darn quickly when that accident happened. I've never seen you move quite so fast, and I was very impressed with how quickly you moved and how calm you were under that kind of pressure. I mean, that was a bad, bad head-on collision, and you handled it tremendously. I mean, I know that's what you do for a living, but it was a bad one, and you were on it and took care of everything immediately, and I was impressed.
I do have to say, Mr. No Pants, thank you for all the props you just gave me in the chat room for the show. And honestly, Tuesday I'm working on trying to get it back to. I mean, I really have to say thank you for everyone who showed up tonight, and like I said, with Kathy's job, it's kind of like something that will happen once in a while. But I believe she will definitely be on next week or very soon. And I was just sitting here listening to Alan and Cherry talk about Vegas. These shows are the reason I love this show, and the props that Mr. No Pants was giving us while the stories were being told. You hear me, Jerry? Are you reading the chat room?
I wasn't at the moment.
Okay. They're just really saying good stuff, and Mr. No Pants and everything. And I do want to say thank you for everything. And Alan dropped off the phone line, and he was having some issues with him driving, I have a feeling. He probably hit a bad spot. So I'm going to say goodnight for him, because I'll probably be hanging up in a second. And I do want to say thank you for everyone who called in. Natasha, thank you for calling in and sitting in for Kathy and us, pulling out. It was too late to can't tell you guys that she was going to we didn't know if she was going to be able to make it, but I was hoping for the last minute that maybe she got away. So we didn't want to say she wasn't coming. So we wanted to, you know, I was holding off. So, you know, usually when I have a guest and they cancel, I usually tell people. But it was just like last minute. So, and everything. So I wanted to clarify that. You know, go buy your calendars. Thank you for showing. Thank you for coming.
Can I say one thing before we go?
Yeah, go ahead.
On behalf of everybody out there that comes to the show week in and week out, I want to thank you for being here for us, because you are here for us four nights a week, every week. You put the shows together, and I know it's a big job to put these shows together, gather the guests, decide on topics. And when you have nights like this where, you know, the guests can't make it, you're still here, and you have to have this show. The show must go on, and you are always here, and you always do a great job in, you know, making the show happen regardless of what happens, you know, with guests, whatever happens. And we thank you for being here for us. So kudos to you for you know, just being here for us and putting the show on and making it happen for us, because that's why we come every week and every day, four times a week, because of you. So thank you.
No, and I appreciate it, and it's nice always when I read messages like somebody yesterday, and it just blesses me. And do want to say, keep me in your prayers this week. I'm just dealing with some stuff, so keep me in your prayers. I usually don't ask for it. There's some stuff that I have to deal with that. And trying to get everything organized. So I do want to say thank you, Jerry, for those kind words. I needed to hear it. And don't forget Thursday with Ashley. Me and Ashley will be here. I need to get a hold of some guests. Maybe I'll do that tomorrow. I got a couple ideas. If you missed last Thursday, Shannon from this season's Survivor popped in. So never know who's going to show up. Louie's on Sunday. This coming Sunday, and watch your Twitter, watch your Facebook. We might have some different people in the next couple of weeks. Michelle's going to be gone Monday, probably. Louie's going to be, we're hoping to do a Vegas show on Sunday. So just keep your eyes on it. You never know who's going to pop into one of these shows. I might try to grab somebody next Monday. I'm going to try to grab a guest that's going out to the reality rally. Don't forget to go to that when you visit my site. Click on their link. Love you guys. I appreciate you guys. And let me close it off with a song. Let me close off with a song. And say goodnight to everyone. And
I'm going to say goodnight now, okay?
I was going to meet you and say goodnight.
Okay, goodnight.
I found it hard to believe someone like you care for me. You put this love in my heart. Gave me